I was at work yesterday and somebody said something like, they're going to be mad at you or about something. It was something stupid or really silly. And the other lady was sitting there, she said, he don't care. I said, what are you talking about? She said, I know you. I've worked with you long enough. You don't care. And I said, you got that right. You decoded me. If somebody's contrary to the truth, contrary to reality, contrary to my boundaries, my space, my 6-foot space, personal boundaries, or if somebody does something and they do something to betray you, you know, if it's a wife that abandons ship, or family member, friend, doing something stupid, acting just ridiculous. You know, you give people the benefit of the doubt for a few times, but then you finally say, they don't even exist. They don't even exist. And something, I told her, I said, something clicks in my mind when I see that person as an enemy. It clicks in my mind, they don't even exist anymore to me. They've already shown what part of the program they're running in, you know. I didn't go into all that. I just said, yeah, it clicks in my mind when I see what they are. I got to get some gas. Well, wait a minute. I got plenty of gas for now, so I can do the video. But anyway, the Bible says we look at the things that are unseen, not the things that are seen. So most people you talk to are not born again, and they're looking at things that are seen. And you're looking at the unseen, which is the 5D realm, and they're looking at the things that are seen, and they think they know you. I hate to have to tell people this, but sometimes I have to tell people, I say, look, you know, my whole life, people thought my meekness was weakness, when actually meekness is controlled power. And I will let you go on for a long time, and then the wall goes up, and I'm done. Once you cross the line, let's say you red flag one time, red flag two times, red flag three times. I've already made my decision to step away, you know. I've already made my decision, and I'll give somebody an opportunity. If they say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that, okay, I'll give them a chance. But after three red flags, I've already made my decision. It's just a matter of time. I actually feel sorry for the person, because I know that if God sends somebody into their life to give them the truth and they reject the truth, then maybe I was the only person. Maybe you're the only person being sent into their life, you know. He probably sends multiple people, but how much are they going to reject before he rejects, you know? How much are they going to reject the truth, the absolute biblical, rightly divided truth, before he rejects them, you know? There is a limit to what God is going to put up with, and he's going to try to woo somebody to the truth, into the covenant with God through Jesus by faith, and they keep rejecting, you know? And so we look on the things that are unseen as elect saints. This is not our home. We're strangers and pilgrims down here. We know this place is just clay. It's clay to land. It's dirt. The body goes back to the dirt. So why would we focus on things down here when it's just dirt and grass and rocks and minerals? That's all it is, dirt. You came from the dirt. You have minerals in your body. You walk around as a water vessel. You're just dirt, except for the Holy Spirit in you. And so all these people running on the program, the Gentile program, the spirit of the age, the spirit of the air, the devil's demonic doctrines and demons and doctrines of devils and doctrines of demons and just fake reality bubbles. It's really ridiculous. You know, a lot of people say, are you going to the Christmas party? Nope. You going here? Nope. No. I don't celebrate Gentile holidays. The Bible does talk about if somebody bids you to a feast, you can go. You can choose to go. But if they offer something up to the idols, don't drink it for their sake. It's not for your conscience, because we know there's no idol. They could say, hey, I'm drinking this wine to the devil. Here, have a glass of wine. All right, I'll drink the wine. But the Bible says don't do it for their conscience sake, because you're not supporting that. You know that that wine is not from the devil. God created this place. It's foolishness. Why even hang around the foolishness? I got to the point where I don't even want to hear them. Because if you think about it, their music, their TV, their news, their media, their politics, their holidays, their education, everything about them is a lie. And it's all about money, mammon, Babylon. And so your whole system that you're in, I don't care what country, nation, state, city, I don't care where you're at, cultism, whatever, it's all lies. It's Babylon. And so they want to worship the creature instead of the creator. And so this Babylonian system is through and through in every nation. Why else can the Freemasons be in every nation? Why else can the Jesuits be in every nation? Why else do they let the Muslims over here in the USA and they work, they do their... you got the magician priest class that they follow, the caliphate, you know? Why did Texas have to say, hey, we're not going to have caliphate law down here at all? They had to pass a law, you know? What's that about? My point is, I don't care where you go, where you try to hide, it's Babylon. And you even see, after Jesus rules for 1,000 years and the devil is loosed, we have peace for 1,000 years and the devil is loosed and the kings of the earth believe the lies of the devil and they come against the camp of the saints and God knocks them back. Even after 1,000 years under the rule of Jesus, they still believe the lies of the devil. That tells you how stupid the human is without the Holy Spirit. You can't understand the Bible without the Holy Spirit. If you read the Bible without the Holy Spirit, you won't understand it. And if you have any kind of knowledge from Lucifer, you're going to twist it to worship yourself or to worship some... I mean, really. Every narcissist psychopath worships himself, and they will tell you. They might not say, hey, I worship me, I want you to worship me. They won't say it, but their actions and their behavior and their words and the way they act tells you they want to be worshiped. You catch them every time, and they're everywhere. They're in your family, they're on your job, they're in your dating, if you date, relationship. They're in your in-laws, if you're married. You might have married one of them. And then they're in the in-laws. And then the kids and the grandkids and the grandparents. There's grandparents and parents still think they're God. And they go their whole life on their deathbed. They still think they're God on their deathbed. It's really a trip, to be honest. That's kind of a segue from the first message where somebody sets up their moral code or they set up their way of life or the way of living because they think they're God. Instead of doing it God's way, they want to do it their way. And you've been brainwashed. Two all beef patties, special sauce, pickles, onions, lettuce, cheese on a sesame seed bun. Have it your way, McDonald's. Have it your way. It's all about have it your way. You've been brainwashed. From a child, you were brainwashed. Sugar and spice and everything nice. And Eve is the one that knocked us down into sin. Eve is the flesh side of Adam. That's why Eve has authority over her. And so the ones, the Eves, there's no space and there's no time. Eve, the same thing that happened to Eve is happening now. It's happening now. And that tells you there's no time, because the same lies that the devil told to Eve, he's telling now. And the same truth that God told Adam and Eve is the same truth he's telling us now. And so Eve is here now, and that's why Eve is easily deceived. The woman is easily deceived. And any woman who wants to step outside of authority of a saved man, I'm talking about a born-again man, she is dumb. She is dumb. Well, I ain't gonna have no man tell me what to do. Okay. Be by yourself then, or go marry you a lost person. Go marry you an unsaved man, and when he comes home drinking and starts beating you and stuff, then come back and tell us. He has no conviction of sin. He ends up in jail or dead or whatever. He didn't get health, wife insurance to take care of you when you're, because he didn't love you. He was chasing skirts. He didn't love you. So you tell me, you either submit to a saved man, a born-again man, or you stay single, or you get married to an unsaved and see what kind of hell on earth that is. And same with the men. The men should not marry an unsaved woman, because it's hell on earth, because she's Jezebel. And she wants to flip the script. She wants to turn you into Ahab. And like a sister in Christ told me, she said, an unsaved man wants to turn her into Jezebel. But it ain't going to happen, because the Holy Spirit in you and His Word won't let you. And so they end up saying, okay, they're too rebellious. It's too hard to get, I can't figure out how to get them to worship me and submit to me, the man or the woman, whoever's doing it, the Jezebel or the evil man. I can't get that saved person to submit to my lies and my, because the saved woman, she should never, if the unsaved man said, let's go to the bar and get drunk, she shouldn't follow that. She obeyed. If anybody goes against God's word, they don't have to follow that. They follow God first, and not the human. If the human speaking contrary to the word, don't follow the human. Yeah, but I'm going to lose everything. I'm going to lose my job. Well, it's all right. If it's a legit job, they're going to do what's right, you know. They're not going to ask you to lie and steal and play games and manipulate. That's why it's hard to be a salesperson. A lot of times, there are some sales jobs that are legit, but a lot of times, salespeople have to lie. Usually, it's a car salesman, and they talk a good talk. They sound good, but they're lying. I ain't been to one car salesman my whole life, wasn't a liar. Maybe one. He says, well, when you go in there, they're going to try to sell you something. He said, don't do it. Yeah, I think I met one. Doing rides here, I've been through quite a few cars. And so, actually need to work real hard next 12 months and go ahead and get me a Tesla or something, an electric car, a hybrid or something. Anyway, if you hate authority, what happened? What happened in your life? Because if you read Romans 13, if you read the scripture, if you get the full view of scripture, you zoom out and you read the piecemeal and you zoom out and see the whole. Everything is based on authority of God. And God works through authority. God speaks through authority. And if you try to run from authority, you're running from God. God, I mean, really, God speaks through authority. He speaks through His word. He speaks through authority. He speaks through other people talking to you. He speaks through the Holy Spirit. He speaks in many ways, but the primary way is through authority down here. Yeah, He speaks through His word, but the authority figure in your life, yeah, okay, let's say they're not saved. Okay, let's say you got a job or the boss is not saved. God controls that person. The law controls that person, the law of the land. They know that if they cross the lines, they're going to get fired. God speaks through authority. Put that in your pack of cigarettes and smoke it. Smoke that for 30 days. God speaks through authority. God speaks through authority. God speaks through authority. And if you run from authority, how are you going to hear from God? Only thing you'll hear from God is, hey, you're rebellious. I watched my whole family. They tried to be their own. They tried to run their own business and be their own God. And they never wanted to submit to authority or a boss or a job or anything. And they never got ahead in life. They never got ahead. And I looked at that before I was saved. I was watching. I thought, okay, so these people have a job. They got a new car, a new house, and all that. This family member don't have a job. They don't have a house. They have a hard time with getting a new car and all this. And I'm sitting here scratching my head. I'm thinking, okay, so my bloodline, nobody likes authority, but the ones who get a job and submit to authority, they're doing good. So I made my, because I like to be an entrepreneur. So I said, you know what? I'm going to get a job and I'm going to do some side work. That way I got it covered. I got the bloodline. Or, you know, I have a bloodline entrepreneurship drive. But also am saved, so I know I need authority to make sure I get out of bed every day. If I don't, you get fired, right? And so I put the two. I said, okay, I have this bloodline nature, but I know I need authority to keep me in line. So I said, okay, I'll just work a job and do a little side business, and I got it covered. I know the propensity in my bloodline. I know it. The blood, breaking those bloodline strongholds is key to life. And if you don't even know they exist, you'll never break them. I'm at the gas station, so I got to cut it off. I didn't get to finish everything, but I'll do 30 messages. And I'm going to hit some basic stuff, basic fundamental stuff. It's like authority. God speaks through authority. Yeah, he speaks through his word in other ways, his spirit, but he mainly speaks through authority to keep you in check down here. And if you hate authority, maybe you need to be saved, or maybe you're a carnal Christian, and maybe you need to get your mind right, because God speaks through authority, period. Period. And if you don't like that, you're reading a different Bible than me. And if you don't like it, something must have happened in your life, childhood or something. Where you hate, you know, who knows? Could be anything. Incest, rape, abuse, narcissistic mom or dad. I understand. But get away from them. If you got a bad bloodline, get away from them. And you'll see there are real authorities out there that really do line up with Scripture.